The clamour of death enfolded the royal castle. Screams and shrieks and yelps and more thundered past the thick stone walls, made the windows tremble, and turned the bodies of the king's personal guards into a tangle of tension and eagerness. The three of them stood outside the king's chamber, silent, submerged into their own minds, attempting to decipher who the foe was. But in the privacy of their thoughts, they found each other's voices, and all of them carried the same question. Terrazar, the eldest, drew a deep breath and said,
"Shut your minds down. It's not time to wear out our connection. I, better than anyone, understand how hard it is to speak when the hands of fear and expectation clutch your throat. But those soul-shattering screams come from our army. It's just a matter of time until the enemy comes through the gates, and I expect more than 1,000 of them. We will need our minds to be as calm and fresh as possible."
1,000? We have stopped entire armies before," Ilanar said and grinned. He was the youngest and the nimblest, and in his hands he wielded 2 swords.
"This won't be a problem."
"We have, yes," Rowan said, his expression stone hard. "But it was different."
"How so?"
Rowan frowned. He stared at Ilanar to weigh the seriousness of his question.
"The armies we destroyed were young soldiers. None were versed in the old arts. This time is different. They are massacring an experienced army, our army. This time we will face a true enemy, one with true knowledge, true might, true power."
"He's right," Terrazar interjected. "And there's only one kingdom with such an army.
Erendar."
"Yes,"
Terrazar continued.
"But there's no reason for them to attack us. There's no reason for them to have traveled this far. We would have heard about their passing. It's all too strange."
Ilanar chuckled and shook his head. He sheathed one of his swords, patted Terrazar's back, and said,
"No reason. May I remind you, my dear and often brilliant Terrazar, that our beloved king and queen were murdered, and that the heir to the throne, our current king, is 10 years old? We are a beheaded kingdom, Ter. That means we are an exposed kingdom."
"And doesn't explain how we didn't see any signal of their advance through the kingdom's lands. No matter how skilled, no matter how powerful, an army always leaves a trace," Rowan said and sighed.
"It's worthless to discuss these things. It will only bring us distress. The noises are dwindling. We should prepare.